This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. The U.S. House of Representatives is set to vote on articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump, the second time the president has been impeached in his term. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
The president will be out of office at this time next week, but Gerald Nadler and Democrats say he should be removed now, blaming him as the one who incited last week's Capitol riot.
And who remains a grave danger to the nation.
Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy says the president does bear responsibility for the attack.
He should have immediately denounced the mob when he saw what was unfolding.
But McCarthy says impeachment is not the answer. Several Republicans say they will vote to remove the president. But if he is impeached, a Senate trial almost certainly will not happen until after Joe Biden's inauguration, with a spokesman saying GOP Chief Mitch McConnell will not call an emergency session before then. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The head of Human Rights Watch said on Wednesday that U.S. President-elect Joe Biden should bring fundamental change to American policy on human rights and allow criminal investigations of President Donald Trump to show that the president is not above the law. Kenneth Roth lamented what he called 4 years of Trump's indifference and often hostility to human rights and his support for autocratic leaders and dictators in ways that eroded U.S. credibility.
The election of Joe Biden provides an opportunity for a fundamental change. But it's important to recognize that a Biden presidency alone is not a panacea.
Roth's comments came as Human Rights Watch issued its annual World Report 2021 that chronicles concerns about human rights in more than 100 countries around the world. Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. China has recorded the biggest daily jump in COVID cases in more than 5 months, despite four cities in lockdown. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
New infections have raised worries about a second wave in the country that has mostly contained the disease. 28 million people are under home quarantine. Hebei province that surrounds Beijing accounted for 90% of the cases and has put three cities, Shijiazhuang, Qingtai, and Langfang, into lockdown. Beijing city authorities have also stepped up screening and prevention measures to prevent another cluster from developing there. Meanwhile, with next month's Lunar New Year approaching, China's state planning agency has said it expects travel during the holiday to be markedly lower than normal, and many provinces have asked migrant workers to refrain from traveling during the break.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. Japan has expanded a coronavirus state of emergency for seven more regions, affecting more than half the population amid a surge in infections across the country. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The government is asking bars and restaurants in seven prefectures to close by 8 p.m., employers to have 70% of their staff work from home, and residents in the affected areas to avoid going out for non-essential purposes. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga also says Japan will fully ban foreign visitors while the state of emergency is in place. Suga has been criticized as being too slow to act as the country's number of reported coronavirus infections and deaths roughly doubled over the past month to about 300,000 and 4,100. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Prominent Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny says he will fly back to Russia from Germany, where he has been recovering after being poisoned. Reuters' Emily Wither reports.
Navalny says he's almost fully recovered.
The last thing Putin can do is to put a large placard on the Kremlin reading, "Alexei, please, under any circumstances, do not return home." But coming to Germany was not my choice. It's a cool country, but I'm here not by my own will. I am here because they tried to kill me.
His announcement came a day after court documents showed Russian authorities had asked a court to jail him. The charge? He allegedly broke the terms of a suspended sentence for what Navalny says was a politically motivated conviction. Writing on social media, he says he's not interested in what Putin's servants might do to him. Russia is his country.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.